you. Though this love's real, I can feel my heart changing into something better than it is. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Though I'm still poor.
Let's go Bows at the football game.
And away we go. It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, getting things started with Jay Keys.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That one's called Rich Kid. And hey, everybody, look who's there. If you're watching the video, you just heard him. It's Jay Keys. He's here to join us today.
Yeah, hey, Jay Keys. Just got done eating all my snacks.
There you go. We're going to catch up with him in just a little bit. But first, hey, what's up, Joss?
Hey, buddy, it's been a week. We made it two episodes in a row.
Are you staying are you staying masked up, my friend? Are you keeping yourself masked up?
How's this one?
Oh, bruh. I like that
Portugal,
one.
Portugal, baby.
I like that one.
I know.
One.
It took me an hour and a half to make it.
I love when I get double takes when I wear this one, and it's the Sup Palala mask that I have. So I walk up, and they look at me, and they go, oh, and I don't even have to say anything. And some of the brothers, when I see them, they just give it up. Yeah. Sup.
That's like
– Sup.
That's how it's going to be moving forward, Brad. Is the handshakes, the shakas, the bro hugs, it's all gone.
This is the new normal, man, because of this corona stuff. But what you may be noticing, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, it's great because we got this new way of doing it. We're doing audio. We're doing video. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about the new website that we got.
What?
We are moving up in the world. But what I did realize just last week is that even though like we get love from the majority's labeled.
We love the majority.
Majority's labeled didn't love us so much, and they kind of slapped us for using the music. So if you're watching the video and you're wondering, well, where's that Jay Keys joint you were just talking about? Where's Rich Kid? How come I didn't get to listen or see the music video for Rich Kid? Well, there's a reason. Don't hate the player, hate the game. All right, we're going to save that for the podcast. Don't worry about the video for now, but trust us, Rich Kid is the jam. You got to go check out the podcast. Where can you find that podcast, Just?
Well, if you would enlighten me where we could go, it would be...
It's the same place as always.
Oh, okay.
Same place. On Instagram.
Yes! Two High Dads, Two Hawaii Dads. You also can go check us out on the Facebook page. Two Hawaii Dads, go check us out. And then
I double check. We do have a Facebook page. We do have one.
We do.
I think we do. Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. No, I swear we had one.
Yeah, we do. But we're just
oodles of technology now.
Well, you know, because of this quarantine thing, you had me so like sitting at home going, we don't have a website. So you know what I did? I went out and we got ourselves a website. We have two, not just one website, but we have two that people can check out.
Not one, but two.
Yes, I couldn't help myself. We had to get the one to set up today, and then I had to get the other one so that people can find us more easily. So, first and foremost, you can go online to www.dailyhawaii.info/2Hawaii Dads. dailyhawaii.info/2Hawaii Dads. There's something there right now. It's not much, and we're going to change it because Mr. Social Media here is going to help me out. But that is up and running right now today. So you can go right now, go open up another browser window, go check that out right now. But coming up, I was up late. I don't know if I may have been doing, having a few adult beverages, but I went to
the
neighborhood domain seller and I bought 2HawaiiDads.com. So the number what? 2 Hawaii Dads, 2HawaiiDads.com. We now have that domain, but there is absolutely nothing there. So don't go there.
That is so kalihi of you.
Don't go there.
That is so kalihi of you to grab two websites because you need like, what is this, a burner website?
You never know.
First one just gets busted by the guy.
You never know. You might have to switch it up real fast and get those DNS servers reconfigured, bro. So
this might be the first time people talk about burner phones. We have burner websites.
But the fact of the matter is, after listening to your friendly face talking to me about how we needed to do what we needed to do, it is there. We have websites.
I'm glad that I inspire you, my friend.
So, as always, don't forget, check us out on all your favorite podcasting apps and rate, review,
subscribe, give us some stars, drop us a review. We would love to read it on the show. Google, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, all that stuff. We appreciate it.
All right.
Anchor FM.
Anchor is the place. That is yes, Anchor is the service that got us our start, and we thank Anchor for that.
Love him.
Now, I see him over there. He's like, bro, like, say something. Like, say
he's
something.
Ready.
I say
ready
something.
To jump
this
in.
Is the beauty of video. The one, the only, Jay Keys is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Jay Keys, hey.
What's up, my fellow dads?
Hey, what's up, dog? I'm
the dragon.
So the prerequisite, like
man,
we just said. The prereq
What's
is
up?
You got to be a dad to be on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. And people may know, what the hell are you
doing? Yeah.
That's the bell. That was the bell.
They let anybody in the bell, damn it.
Man. We got to get you the bell. I got to go dig it up and I got to bring it to the KCCN studio so you have your bell for the podcast. But yeah, what people may not realize, Jay Keys, they see him, they hear him, they love him, but they may not realize Jay Keys is a daddy.
Yeah, I just joined the club. I'm totally rocking the dad bod now.
Hell yeah, it looks like you got the dad beard too.
Before I was, just quarantine dad beard.
So tell us,
rocking all day.
One kid, you're a new dad or a relatively new dad. You want to fill everybody in who may not be familiar with your family life as much as you'd love to share with our listeners out there?
Well, I just had my daughter in late October, and we've been lit ever since.
What is that, 7 months now? 7 months?
Yeah, 7 months.
Have you been?
That might be the first time I've ever heard anybody say it's been lit since I've become a dad. That is the first I've never heard that one before. That's awesome.
Well, you know, being a dad, I was like, yeah, I gotta, you know, this music life is kind of crazy, so gotta do this, gotta do that. And then, like, my daughter comes and I'm like pretty much like useless to them because, you know, my wife, she's breastfeeding and whatnot, and I'm just pretty much their slave. You know,
I was gonna say, and with quarantine, it's not like you can. It's not like you can dip out. I mean, you only go to the store so many times, and then you gotta you gotta come back home. So how's it been being cooped up, watching mom and baby, and just sitting there going, "Yeah, what's happening?"
Well, it's funny too, because like you know, when I'm at home, all I do is like you know work in my little home studio at home. So it hasn't really changed much for me. So my wife just looked at me, really. You're gonna work again? You just got done working. How about you spend time with me and your daughter? Later? Yeah.
What people may not realize, or the fans may realize, the ones who have seen him, Jakey's, he's at home, he's doing his thing, and this is one thing that people heard while they've been sitting at home is you got on and you turned on this viral video. Let's play this for people. Here we go. There it is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, stay your ass at home.
Now, how much planning went into that, my man? How much planning went into that?
I ordered Uber Eats for my family, and I did it before the food came because I was bored.
Now, did your wife see that and you're like, is this what you're doing downstairs?
No, she's like, that's kind of cool. grab the food.
She clicked like. She liked it. Whatever. Can I complain? You got the like.
But you know what? That's what everybody's doing now. Like a lot of guys, they're doing this kind of thing. They're doing lives just you know to pass the time, totally, to get their wiggles out.
What has been the biggest challenge for you now that you're home this whole time? Because I guess your work life is not what it used to be, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been broke for the past 20 years, so yeah, what's a couple months more? But yeah, like all the gigs, you know, everybody's gigs got canceled, and then it's like, oh, what are we gonna do now? How are we making money? And people are going live and whatnot. I don't know, it's just a wild time because things are so different, but yet they're still the same for me, you know? I once I had my daughter, I never really went out or hung out or anything. So my routine's been the same. Like we just can't go out and grab food together as a family, or you know, go see my family and whatnot.
So for work, I was gonna say, has work dropped off? Still the same. Like nothing is really dropped.
I'm not doing any gigs, but I've been getting calls for a lot of studio stuff. Oh, can you do this track for me? Can you know? Can you send this stuff? And you know, so I just been doing work from home, but it's nothing compared to you know. Extra income by doing shows or doing gigs, you know.
I was gonna say there's more.
So not
more,
only
go ahead, Jess.
So not only are you an artist, but you do a lot of the producing and behind the label. I mean, not the label, but you know what I'm talking about. So that's that kind of the...
That's really been like my main thing is the guy behind the scenes. I never really cared for being like an artist because that's really not my style as a person. Like being an artist is very demanding, you know, and all these guys that do it very well from Hawaii, you know, you got to have that kind of mentality and that mindset of being a committed artist. And I always just like backing up people. I always like, you know, singing backgrounds or just playing the keyboards for people. So I just like to record and release stuff. And I just release what I feel instead of, you know, trying to, you know, roll with the game or whatever, you know, the stations like to play and whatnot. But yeah, a lot of stuff I've played on the radio or produced that nobody really knows about, you know. But
see, I got familiar with
the kind of work I like to do.
And I got familiar with you through the stuff that you heard on the radio, going to Mai Tais and seeing you not necessarily at the front of the stage, but seeing you on stage doing your thing as a backing musician. What I wanted to ask is, with everybody being stuck at home for this quarantine stuff, you know, are they you were just saying the money isn't the same as when you were gigging and playing your gigs, but is there a rise in the number of artists who are stuck at home and now they're thinking, well, I got my check, I might as well spend some of that money and get this track produced?
Yeah.
$1,200 can get you a little bit of that ways, right? That stimulus check. If you're a musician, you can get a J Keys and spend that money like that.
And you know, all of us guys who've been helping all these artists out here, like we haven't been really focusing on making the money. You know, it's really more of the longevity for us, and like, you know, just being part of something that we believe in. And if any of the boys believe in it, then you know, like all of us boys will follow suit and help each other with whatever they believe in. So, you know, money's always an issue because we live in Hawaii too.
Speaking of the boys,
but we all just
go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, now is the time to really encourage each other and, you know, and help each other out instead of
the normal. At the same time, baby, you still got to buy diapers, you know, better. Still got to buy diapers, though.
Yeah.
Still, yeah, like, that's the one thing I do not miss, buying diapers. My daughter is 4, and thank goodness she's wearing panties now, because I did not like buying diapers. Was not fun.
You gotta go and get them on special, bro. You gotta go and get special.
Even when you get them on special, my kid's a pooper. There was so much poop. There was just so much poop, bro.
You can fit like 3 loads inside 1 diaper.
No can.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly with my wife.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's the other thing is, yeah, try and do that. Say, yeah. Yeah.
Test the waters.
Just test it out.
See how I really feel like Kevin Hart by being like a new dad. You know, like you're just. No, I like, you know, your wife. My wife be like, no, I like this. I like this wife. I like these diapers. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. You want me to grab it now? Yeah? Or stay home? Or tomorrow? That's pretty much what I'm doing.
Okay, so speaking of the boys, I'm thinking you're talking about your homies, Hot Rain.
Hot Rizzle.
Yeah.
And we were thinking about the show. Me and Jace was thinking, out of all of the years that you were touring with Hot Rain, you guys also toured with Boog and Feej.
Yep. Feej, bro.
Which is the better tour to be on?
Hot seat.
Hot seat. Quickly.
Well, technically, Feej, we never did like a legit tour with Feej. You know, going on a tour is like months, right?
Right.
It's months at a time. It's like a work week. You're doing like 5-6 shows a week, right? That's touring, right? You're on tour bus or you're in a van, whatever.
I love this professional. But that Neighbor Island tour, nah, that's not on tour, bro. That's not 2 shows on 2 islands. Nah, that's not on tour, bro. Nah, that's not on tour.
But if you're doing like a show just on the weekend, like 1-2 shows on the weekend, you know, they're considered one-off.
Look at this guy.
We never done like a legit tour. But I've actually been on tour with Feej in a tour bus with Moldy and Morgan Heritage.
How did that smell?
That was pretty wild because Feej is the one that pretty much linked us with Jamaica, you know? And his link was with Grams. Mm-hmm. Grams Morgan. So that whole thing with Boogie and everything, like all of us backing them and meeting each other and becoming tight, that's all through Feej.
Nice.
That's an old timer right there.
We thought we were going to throw a difficult question. We thought we were going to throw a difficult question at you, and you just like, yeah. Hold on.
He just went right through that question. No,
it's the truth, though. It's the truth. Like, you know, we never been on like a real 3-month, 6-month tour with Feej.
Gotcha.
It was always like, we're flying to Australia for 2 weeks, but we're only doing like 3 shows or whatever. And then we're going to go fly to LA, go do a show. And then, you know, it wasn't like every day. Let's go. Let's bang. Let's do a show.
So what people may not realize if they're not hardcore fans of yours is that just in the last few months, you're very prolific with your creative music endeavors. You put out not one album, but you put out 2 albums at the same time. that's crazy, yeah, bro, because I know how much work it goes to put in just to release one project, and you did 2. What's up with that?
Well, the reggae one, my solo one, that took a long time making, because I would say that's like over 3 years. The JQ's project, which is the R&B group, that only took like a year and a half to record. But during the time making all these albums, you know, I had a lot of like family stuff going on. I lost my mom. I almost got sick and died that people don't know about. And my grandma died right after that. And my Hanai mom died a week after my mom's funeral. So it was a heavy time recording this album. And I tried to make it the best. Because the album's name is Charlotte, which is my mom's name. But everybody knew my mom as Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And the first track is the first and the last track on the reggae album. Is instrumentals, and the first one is for my mom, and the last one's for my grandma. That's both their names.
And that one's crazy, though. And that one's Charlotte, right? That's the album we're talking about, Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah. So my mom's middle name was Marie, and I named my daughter middle name Marie.
Okay.
And what's crazy is that my wife's middle name is Marie also.
Yeah.
And her family, like, she has family Maries in her line of all her aunties and stuff. So it's kind of crazy.
It's awesome. Super awesome.
So two different albums, two different styles, like you just said. One is local, one is more R&B. What was the response like? How did it go when you put out both of the albums? Or how is it going? Because they're both out. They're still out. You can still go listen to them, stream them, and do the whole nine.
Yeah, I mean, we just released it. We didn't really do proper marketing behind it. And the Charlotte album did pretty good. It charted like, I think 11 on the billboards, but not enough to make the list that goes out, you know. Right. And then the R&B album did good because the fans that been wanting that album, they finally got it. So
they say,
because I remember when I used to catch up with Jay Keys after hours at this place that no longer exists. Is that it was it, like I would always see when I would see Jay Keys out, he would always be, you know, reggae with Hot Rain. But this was totally different. It was him, Rev on the drums and Ambrose.
Yeah, Ambrose, Jaden.
Yeah, Jaden.
All reggae players.
And this
all
is
reggae players, not playing reggae whatsoever.
See, and I didn't get to go out. I didn't get to be around too much of that, but I kept hearing stories. I knew that these guys, while they were playing one style of music earlier in the evening, you go to the after hours and check out the homies doing all the experimental stuff, all the stuff that you don't get to play on stage. Basically, it's what you want to do for yourselves, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, playing for what was it, Jay? Like, 4 years straight?
I think so, man. I think that was.
I bar 7 every Monday night. We start at 1 o'clock in the morning and get done at 4.
Yep.
Man. And we would play at Mai Tai's 9:30 to 12:30.
Mondays were long days.
I'm surprised we lasted that long at that spot because, I mean, we were playing pretty much R&B music in a Korean club, right?
I would get there and it's after work, which is like maybe 2:45, and that place, the dance floor, there's people on the dance floor going, not drinking, dancing. So I mean, that's the reason why they kept you guys going for that. Everybody's dancing, having a good time.
Yeah, it was a blast. Bruno came in one time.
Junior Gon came in one time. Everybody's all tripping out.
Yeah.
That was what I always remember, is Honolulu used to have a lot more options for nightlife. Not only for nightlife, number one, and I mean, I would know because I wrote about nightlife for a good 15 years for the newspaper. But on top of that, you could stay out, and there were a handful of after hours options. And then on top of that, there were places that you could go, like Bar 7, where you could stay out till 4 o'clock in the morning and not just sit there to get bus, but there was entertainment. There were things to do. There was DJs. Yeah. There was live music. Yeah. Honolulu nightlife kept going until 4 a.m. It's obviously not like that now, but even before Corona, it's not like that these days.
It's crazy, too, because I just went to, what was the place that took over Bar 7? What is it called now?
District. No.
Is it District?
Yeah, it is District, I think. Shows how old we're getting. Dad life. I was just gonna say, just go Venus, bro. Just go old Venus. Yeah, you know, that's local style. I had a hard time calling it Bar 7. Venus Lounge is called now the Lounge, but it was V Lounge after it was Venus Lounge. But it's still open. You can still get pizza. Yeah. You can still get pizza over there. It's called the Lounge. Shout out to the Lounge.
I just went there like 2 months ago with Mox, because Mox like was hosting emceeing Friday nights, right?
Yep.
And then it was like years since I've been to that place. I've never been into that place after it was done with Barcelona.
And it's no disrespect to what they're doing now, but it's a shell of what it used to be. Because you remember when it was shoulder to shoulder in there on a Tuesday night, on a Tuesday, you know, it's a random weeknight.
It'd be so wild over there. And I went there and then to see like all the guys coming up, saying, like, "Oh, this is a little different vibe from what I remember it being." You know, like maybe because one, I didn't know anybody in there, and I felt like an oddball. Like I was almost like the creeper status. Like, oh, how's that uncle with the beard in the back just cruising?
That's true.
Cruising and fucking all you guys off.
That's true. Where it used to be, you walk in and you know 3/4 of the room anyways, and you're just giving handshakes and hugs, right?
Yeah, that was like every Mondays. You knew who you could expect the same crowd coming in on Monday nights or Monday morning.
It's just like you I'm gonna go to my friend's house and just hang, and it's everybody at the same time, you know, like always the same people.
And it was crazy because I guess there was enough money to go around too. But you had your spot on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday. Like you even had different spots, different crowds. But you'd be going out 4 or 5 times a week, and it was like nothing.
Yeah, and I was living North Shore all those times. I used to live in Wailua.
That is a drive.
My whole career of like pretty much touring and doing all that was all I was living down North Shore.
Wow.
Damn. Wow. This is a mileage of a car.
I don't have that car no more. Thus mileage.
Well, bringing it back to this quarantine situation, like you said, life hasn't really changed too much for you at home. I mean, you know, the nice lady that you live with is giving you stink eye every once in a while when you're still doing the same old. But when this is all said and done and quarantine is pow and everything kind of starts sliding back to normal, the music business, the entertainment scene, it's going to be one of the last things that truly get back to normal.
Yeah.
How do you see the next 6 months going, the next year going? Where do you see this all ending up?
I don't really know because we live in tricky times. I mean, things are constantly changing and you can like kind of, you know, see your way through it. But with this kind of situation, you don't know what's going to happen because you really don't have control over this, you know?
And that's one thing you learn when you're a dad, right? Is like you can control yourself. You can kind of try to control your partner. But once that baby pops out, you got to kind of step.
Lost all control.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
So you think being a new dad kind of prepares you for this COVID-19 stuff? Are you kind of like your mind's in the right space now that you're a dad?
Yeah, well, totally. Because, you know, once you have a kid, it's definitely life-changing. Like, I think I didn't feel anything until my daughter came. Like, I knew I was going to be a dad. I was ready. I thought I was ready for being a dad. And I thought I knew what to expect emotionally when she came. Mm-hmm. But when she's here, it's like, yeah, this is a game-changer. Like, the switch in your brain just flipped, you know?
Take a good look.
Outlook on everything.
And listen, take a good look at that guy with that Eagles headband, because that's what you have to look forward to in a few more years. You're gonna end up like
that guy. I had hair before I had my kids. Now I got the kids. I got no hair. That's what it is.
You should have the beard, bro.
But Jakey, he keeps it smooth on the top still.
Just gotta get the beard long enough, Jay. Push him up over here.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull it up this side and just twist it on the top, you know?
So when this is all pow, like you got new projects in the works, are you going to try and do quarantine music, like anything in the near future that fans can look forward to?
Yeah, Hot Rain, we're going to be releasing the new single next week, Wednesday. It's called Wake Up. Yeah, I think I'm the first one to announce it like that.
Hey!
Exclusive!
I didn't even ask for permission, man.
Exclusive!
I'm gonna get so much trouble after this.
Bruh, that's the social media clip right there. We have have the announcement. Oh, God. Well, you just ruined it. We can't use it now.
No, I had a feeling something was up. Because I saw you did a Zoom with all the boys.
Why would they all be in the same place at the same time on the Zoom? What's going on?
Yeah, so that I saw that picture and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Magnum PI senses went off.
My 10 head is starting to glisten.
Okay, so once I stepped back from touring with the boys, people wouldn't assume that I left or whatever, or... Now Chris is becoming a priest, so he's not playing music anymore, you know? So, and the only people who live here now is me, Leslie, and Blaine, Wow. Carl is in West Virginia.
Wow.
And of course, Chris, yeah.
That's a big change. That's a big difference Fresno. Than just 10 years ago, man.
Yeah. And now, you know, everybody, we're all on our own little different journeys now. And it's like, you know, let's bring this back. We got so much good music to release. We've been sitting on a whole bunch of stuff. And we're going to try to rebrand Hot Rain and give it back to you guys.
Nice.
See what's up.
So where can people, next week, you were saying next week is when we have to look forward to this, right?
Yeah, it's going to drop. We're actually going to probably drop something once a month.
Okay. What's the best way to find that once it drops? To follow you, to look for Hot Rain? Where do we find it?
All of the digital platforms will be released on.
Okay.
Yeah. iTunes. What else is Spotify?
Just type it into that search bar.
I'm so bad at this.
Just type it in that search bar.
Yeah.
Just everything.
Just search them.
Just go to Google.
Look with your eyes, not your mouth. Okay.
Ooh.
Or if you're Filipino. Or if you're Filipino with your nose. Look with your nose if you feel
the
pain.
All the ones that our parents gave us, all these lines. Now we need to turn around and fire them back.
Yep. I'm so ready.
No shame either. No shame.
No shame. I'm just going to be like that bitter old man just yelling at my kids for no reason. What? 4.0. Get over here. And grab the belt.
Wow.
Yes.
You were born ready. Nah. You were born ready. You're awesome. Ready for this.
You're ready already.
I got born getting liquids.
So what? Gonna have more? Like now they have one? Like you get the groove. You got it into the groove now. You know what to do. You gonna keep popping them out?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Gotta have the try.
Make the next
Copana, band, right? The next Copana, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Depends how long more quarantine we're in and how many kids are gonna pop up.
If I have more than five, then I can. We will skip the band. We'll try sports.
Yes. Scholarships, NFL.
Whole team.
Yeah.
Bro. We need nobody. We'll make our own team.
It's called retirement plan right there. It's called retirement plan. Got to give dad his house and his acre of land for when he retire.
Right.
So Jay Keys is the name. He's online. He's on social. What's the best way to find you if people want to find you and follow you and keep up with you?
My Instagram is jay.keyzmusic. Facebook, I'm on SoundCloud. I'll be releasing like unreleased stuff on my SoundCloud.
So that's the spot to go if they want to hear your music. If what you're doing is to go to the SoundCloud, go check that out.
Yeah. And my music is all released all over iTunes and everything, like I said.
just go look.
I'm just trying to think like...
Bro, just go look.
Just type in, have a fun time, and I'll pop up.
Any last words, my man? Anything else you want to say? You want to say hi to the baby? Because this will hopefully be on Google in another 15 years, and she can just look and go see dad when dad was young.
Look at your dad. You're only 7 months old. Your dad can be this ugly when he's 80. <Just wait.
laughs> There he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, guys.
The only Jay Keys. Thanks for coming to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Get in.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
Love you.
Aloha.
Love you too, guys. Aloha.
All right, that's Jay Keys. Jay Ire.
Awesome. That is good to see him. And you know what? That just shows that artists out there, the live performances out there, that's just a little bit. He's got all of the producing stuff, all that stuff happening as well. So that's good that he's keeping busy. And you know what? A lot of artists now doing that dual role. You know, like Leslie. Leslie does production. Capena de Lima, he does his own studio. And then JK's got his own stuff too. So that's good that they're staying busy. And just because you're on Corona doesn't mean you can stop playing music.
Studio Kali, bruh.
Oh!
Everybody can do their own studio. That's the beauty of the internet. Is like you can, if you got the time to Google it, like Jay said, just look, bruh. Just go look. If you got the time to just go look, teach yourself. You can figure out how to get all this stuff set up where you can have a camera, you can have, you know, audio, you can have everything ready to go, and you can do it yourself. Anybody can put out content.
You know what I just realized? It just dawned on me. That was our first Zoom interview, and it was awesome. I love it.
Bruh. Thank you.
Bruh.
Captain Obvious. That was the first Zoom, because this is only the second Zoom podcast. So, hey, Brad, did we have a guest last week? We got our first Zoom interview.
No, I guess I had low expectations on how it was going to come out, but it came out really good. I like it.
I wonder how your boys feel sometimes.
I may never see you again.
I wonder how your boys feel sometimes when they do something and you look at me, bruh, boy. Good job, boy.
I have low expectations sometimes, but I believe good. It. That means everything is a win.
It is what it is.
But the down part is that this is going so well. We may never actually become face-to-face anymore.
Well, if I don't have to smell you again, that's cool. But, I mean, I don't know why you don't like hanging out with me. I just realized that's your hat. It's not
I come over
hair.
And I drink all your alcohol, that's why.
Well, that too. But it's actually a good thing. My wife
likes it. That is actually correct.
My wife likes it because you drink all the alcohol, and then that means there's no more alcohol left. So there you go.
Is the opposite. Not if you ask my side.
So, you know, what? All jokes aside, we are hopefully going to get together again soon. Technically, we are both essential. And if we really wanted to, we could probably pull it off where we could get this thing done face to face. But we're respecting the rules. We're, you know, keeping our social distance. And hopefully in another month or so, they were saying May 31st is hopefully going to be the end of it this time. You never know. But life will hopefully get back to normal, and life is kind of already getting back to normal because something's still got to happen. Like today was a big day in the sports world. If you are a football fan,
it was actual real sports,
and it mattered. So
it wasn't like I was watching a replay. I was watching cornhole or marble racing. The draft happened today.
NFL draft, for you guys that aren't familiar, the National Football League, they are going out picking their players, and Hawaii's own, we had one of our own players. You tell the story, my man.
So there like lots of prognosticate mock draft guys was thinking of when Tua was going to get picked. They were saying some guys, I remember seeing one late.
All you said was Tua. Come on, injury. Pronounce his last name, bruh.
Tua Tagovailoa. Not like the commissioner. The commissioner blew it, and he jacked the name.
Tagovailoa. Come on, it's not hard.
Tagovailoa. He might. I bet you this is how it is. When he starts playing, he's going to be like Prince or like Ronaldo. They're only going to see him by his first name. Tool. They're not going to drop the last name, which is pretty lazy. But that's what I'm thinking. But good news, we're going to start seeing. Get ready for this. Lots of Miami Dolphins Tua Tagovailoa jerseys because he got picked. Selected fifth overall. So congratulations out to him and the Ohana. Did you get a chance to watch the draft?
Nope.
Not even.
That's the thing.
It was weird.
I'm still working, bro. Actually, today is my day off, which meant I'm still working because today was Dad Day, right? So, guess who made beef stew?
Ooh.
I got up this morning. We made sure my daughter was set up for her online classes, her online school, which we're going to talk about online school in a minute. But then I turned around and said, "You know what? You do that. I'll be in the kitchen." And I went and I made beef stew. And I must say I killed it. My wife ate like three bowls. I think she finished it off.
We need a review. I think we might need a Two High Dads review. Beef stew review.
Might have to cut that video because now that we've got a website, we got to create content for it.
All right. We can do that. But congratulations. You know, so what I was saying is that when he got drafted, so they have this year, because of the whole corona, nobody was together.
Yep.
So they had cameras inside pretty much all the top prospects' house.
Oh, is that what they did?
So when Tua got
was he here? Was he in Hawaii?
No, he wasn't in Hawaii.
Where he was?
Because that house looked a lot. It didn't look like an Ever Beach house. Let me tell you that. That house was a nice house.
Right. He could have been up Hawaii Lower Ridge. Could have been Kahala. I've seen houses in Kahala that don't look like you live here.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Okay.
But the part is that when he got selected, so they shoot the camera to him.
Yeah.
Nobody's clapping.
What?
Everybody's stoic on top of the couch. And I'm like, thinking to myself, Are they telling these people not to clap?
Well, no. It's weird. Well, here's the other thing: is where did you read anything about, like, where did they want him to end up? Was he supposed to end up in Florida, or did they want him to go somewhere else? Like, where was he?
It depends who you were gonna ask. I think the landing spot was teams that needed a quarterback in the top five selection. So he was thinking he probably wasn't gonna go first to Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then everybody after that really didn't need a quarterback until Miami at five.
I guess that's not what I'm saying, though. Where did Tua and Tua's people say, hey, this is where we wish we could go? Like, did they want to be in Miami? Did he want to be a Dolphin? Or did everybody in the house that was looking all salty, were they salty because they wanted him to be in Cincinnati?
Well, I don't think it was – they weren't salty. It was just, like, no emotion behind it.
Why? That's my question. Why?
I don't think
just sit there and look salty or you don't look stoic for no reason on draft day when it's your Ainga sitting there going, about ready to go out and make $1 billion. You know what I mean? Like, act a little happy.
Right. But I didn't hear anything coming from his camp leading up to it about where he wanted to go. I just don't think that's inside his DNA, his profile.
How excited did he look? Did he look like he was all jacked when he heard the news?
Let's just say if I got selected fifth to go play the quarterback for a professional team, I would be more excited than how he looked. But it doesn't matter. I just think that's how he is. He's super humble.
You would be excited if you got the very last pick if you were that dude, if you were the caboose. If it was Caboose,
the last guy picked for dodgeball,
you'd be jumping up and down because that means you're an NFL player. So I get what you're saying, but yeah, whatever.
But I think even when he was with Alabama, winning all of those national, he was super humble. He wasn't out there like doing, yeah, let's go. He was
you're
super
not wrong. Humble. You're not wrong.
I just think that was inside of him. I just think maybe a little bit more emotion, but
you're
I don't know him personally, so
for all those Tua fans out there, you know, congratulations, you can now go buy all your Dolphins jerseys and start rocking those. But whatever you do, do not go out this weekend and try to emulate him at the park, because yes, the parks are reopening, you can go to the park this weekend, but you can't play football. No ball.
You can run like how he used to run. Just run. Actually, they got it down to four things you can do. You can walk.
Yep.
You can jog.
Yep.
You can run.
Yep.
And then you can ride a bike.
But if you stop and fall down and act like you're injured and you're lying down, no. There's no sit, lie, lay. You cannot do that at the park.
You're written for a ticket for lying down and being out of quarantine.
The other
thing. It's weird. That's... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the other thing that's important to note is that despite the fact that in Honolulu, the city and county of Honolulu, you can go to the park and exercise, meaning walk around and all that, there's a big brouhaha about people who still want to go and walk on the beach, jog on the beach.
Oh, my God, that is such...
Exercise on the beach, and you still can't do that, according to...
It's either you're in or you're out of the water.
Brother David... Brother Dave.
There's no between anymore.
You either got to go to the beach and go in the water, or you got to stay out. So even though you can go to the park, I guess it means the beach parks. See, this is what I don't get. Isn't it a beach park? So can I go to Magic Island?
You got to keep on running.
I got to look it up. I got to look that up. As long as I'm running. Like, if I'm walking around Magic Island, I'm straight. But I can't go and sit on the sand with my kid and let my kid play in the water. Right?
Are you saying that you're gonna get some steps in this weekend?
Well,
is that what you're trying to say?
Well, we've been trying to do that, and that's the thing, is like, I've been trying to stay active, and I get out of the house a little bit here and there because I'm essential. But my wife has been itching, like you were saying, your girl's been stuck at home, and this weekend, now that it's legal again, guess what we're doing? That's what we've been waiting for weeks, right? Is to have a legit reason to get out of the house. And now that there's more opportunities to exercise, they keep saying the other thing is stay in your ahupua. Don't go far, right? So
don't go out.
Yeah. Far, so right. We're in Kluhi Valley, and I can think of two or three parks where we don't have to go far. We don't got to go out of the valley, but we can go and get our exercise. So that's what we're going to do.
Do you think the parks are going to be, as J.K. said, lit? this weekend? You think there's going to be just the oodles of people out? You think so?
I think there's good.
I think people are just going to get out because they can.
Yes. Well, people are already getting out because they can. But my thing is, I think people are going to be getting out, but you're also going to see our boys in blue hanging out pretty hard at all the parks because they got nothing better to do either. Right? So, you know, it's going to be exercise at your own risk. And if you like act up, if you like do any kind, I bet you're going to get a ticket still, even though the rules are lax. You know what I mean? And that's what gets me is like, people are still getting parking tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, they're still enforcing the rules is my point. And if HPD knows you're going to be out trying to do this stuff, you know how it is. If they can cite you, they're going to cite you.
Yeah, I remember seeing this past week, the lady in Wamanala videotaping all those guys on the beach. It was unbelievable.
See, my thing was, how come nobody cited her?
She should have been in the water. If she got her foot here, she should have went right on where the break.
As long as she wouldn't run into the water, but she never, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, she's up on the sand, like, eh. My thing is, Auntie, I appreciate you and I understand, but who put a badge on you? Like, isn't that why they tell you to call 911 and say non-emergency? And like, I get it. Are you doing it for the Instagram likes? Are you doing it for the Facebook views? Are you doing it for the shine? Yeah,
so it's all about the social media and getting it out there and putting faces on people.
See, like, and the phrase that pays is you're trying to build awareness. You know what I mean? And I get that. And I respect it. Mm-hmm. And I don't disagree with what Auntie was doing. Because she, you know what I mean? Get off the beach. Especially right. If you're not from here. Go home. Especially the military. Go back to the barracks.
I think she was more bent about them not being from Waimanalo more than them being on the beach.
Well, and see, my thing is that, like, and I wouldn't be on the beach like that if I, and I saw this video, so I know what you're talking about. But if I was out there and I was going to the water, and again, I'm part Hawaiian. I know I don't look it. But if I'm out there and I'm trying to take my daughter to the beach and Auntie come up with the phone in my face, yeah. I know I may not look like it when you're coming from afar and you're walking up on me, but I go open my mouth and you're going to figure out real quick I'm from here. And then what? You still got, you're going to have a camera in my face. And then what? You know, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm glad she did it and I know why she did it. It's just, I'm also glad that nobody decided to act up.
You think she might have maybe took it too far?
No, because if she did, somebody would have acted up and then it wouldn't have gotten posted in the first place.
Mm. Oh, right. I think if there was an altercation, that thing would have went up just as quick.
I think so.
Of course.
Here's some white girl.
Who I love the drama.
Here's some holly girl that. Came in, bust up Ante.
All you see is the phone fly.
Let me post that. I gotta post that on Instagram.
Oh,
but yeah, I get it, and it's like these idiots in Waikiki, this girl from Vegas and this dude from Australia, they got kicked out of the Lalo, so they go to the Outrigger Waikiki. The Outrigger Waikiki starts to tell them, "Hey, you cannot break your quarantine." And these two already got arrested once, right? And they're already doing this. Just the other day, they got put on a plane and sent back to wherever the heck they came from.
Yeah, that was an interesting story.
They just did not respect the quarantine. And then there's that homeless lady. You heard about that homeless lady that came out here, was on Instagram, went out Nalo side, tried to go to the tent city. And it was like, nah.
We don't know who you are. Who are you?
Nah, holy. Time for go. And they ratted her out too. See how the thing, like, it used to be, you don't rat people out, but people be ratting everybody out these days.
What? I mean, especially if you're coming from, like, not from who here. You? I don't recognize you from this community.
Absolutely.
That raises awareness, especially now times where that stuff is going around.
Absolutely. But at the same time, there's people from the community that live down the street that aren't putting on their mask, and you give them stink eye, and they're still not putting on their mask. What's up with that?
It's weird how people just do it. Just put it on.
And that's what I don't get. Like, you go out, you see everybody else, you know there's the rule, you see people glaring at you, giving you dirty looks. Why don't you just put on a mask?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at you for a reason. It's like, dude, help us out, help by helping everybody else out. And just put on that mask.
It pushes you to the point where you got to have a drink. And if you got to have a drink, the good thing is you can now, thanks to Brother Dave, Everybody wants to hate on Brother Dave, but Brother Dave made it legal now where you can get alcohol delivery and you can get alcohol to go. It's a beautiful thing.
Interesting. Why did he wait so long to do it?
Well, see, I wrote about this in my column earlier this month on the newspaper's website. And if you go to our social media, I'll share the link. If you go to YouTube, you'll be able to see the link for that there. But I put in the column originally before Ige signed the executive order to allow for broader distribution. There were already laws on the books that the Honolulu Liquor Commission said, hey, as long as the bottles are open, it's the corkage law. As long as the bottles are open and you're getting food and you're getting it to go, technically they can recork, wrap that bad boy up, and you can take that home. And that's how the Honolulu bars that were still open, still had a kitchen, still were serving food, they jumped on that and started to sell open bottles. It was a way to sell back the stock that's on the back bar, right?
Right.
We can't stay open. We can't sell drinks, but we can sell our bottles. Pint and Jigger, before they closed for good, they did a closing sale where they were selling all the open bottles on the back bar, but you had to get food while you're at it. So,
is that the way to go around it?
That it's not even a way to go around it, because that was how it was. That was the corkage law in the city and county of Honolulu. What Brother Dave did, what Governor Ige did to help that out, was his emergency proclamation. What he added to it was saying, now those bottles don't got to be open. You can just be a liquor store. As long as they're getting something to eat or whatever and taking it to go, you can now sell them a bottle of beer, a bottle of wine, a bottle of whatever, and don't worry about opening it up.
This might be the only good thing that he's done.
Hey, it also opens the door for liquor deliveries. As long as you got a liquor license, you can now, from what I understand, and I may be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, you may now, from what I understand, if you got a liquor license, you can essentially turn into a, you know, delivery service. So you get food.
Okay, nobody's listening, so you could be wrong, and it'll be okay, bro.
I'm sure my mom will correct me. My mom always is. But yeah. So it's a beautiful thing, and what I'm still digging into this, and my column comes out every second Wednesday of the month in the newspaper, staradvertiser.com, but you'll be able to check that out. I'm hoping that I'll be able to have more details for you guys on the status of being able to drink at home, because it's very, very vital.
It is. You know what? You know what is also good? Love's Donuts.
Are you broken up? When was the last time that you actually bought the donuts?
Oh, man.
See, that's my question. Like, everybody cries and complains, but when was the last time you actually bought them?
Definitely. Okay. I would say maybe about 2 months before the whole Rona went down. We went to go. I stopped grabbing the small box.
So, okay, that was my next question. Do you buy the Costco, the bulk?
Of course.
Yeah, you have to, okay.
You got to. It doesn't go. No. So I was talking to my friend about it. I was like, I always buy the big tubs.
Have to.
And then she reminded me that they used to come in full-size donuts. Full-size donuts.
You don't remember?
I totally forgot about that.
That's probably back to when you and I were maybe in what, elementary, maybe intermediate, I would say.
Right. It was like the 12 pack. You had the white
the box. Yeah. And it was half. You could get the half the brown ones and half the white ones. Yeah. Bruh. Actually, no.
I forgot about those. I think those even went into high school. Ever since I had the kids, it's just tubs.
See, now that you said that, now I remember that. That's how I would go and buy them. Like back in the day, and like honestly, I that's where I'm bad like that. I go for the bougie stuff now, where I just go to Purvey and get a donut at Purvey, and I don't, you know, I might buy something at 7-Eleven on a whim, but I'm not looking for the Love's Donuts anymore. My point being, I would buy them. The only time I would get them is when I would go to the thrift store over on Middle Street, over by the freeway. And when they would have them on sale, you can give them like $2 for like that big tub of donuts.
That's beyond sale. Love's Thrift Store is beyond sale. I love Love's Thrift Store. That's a throwback.
And that place
is
cracking. No, it's not even a throwback. That place is cracking even now. I drove by yesterday or the day before, and there was a line up the block. People need bread, man. People need bread.
Did you hear why they're getting rid of the donuts? Did you know why?
Yes. Because
I haven't seen why.
Nobody's buying them.
What?
That's the only reason. Nobody's buying them. It's a demand thing.
I didn't see that report come out. All I got is I did a post on my Instagram, yeah. And I think I threw it on.
What I think it is you didn't read the entire stories that you were posting about, because in there when they interviewed the folks from Loves, what they said is, yeah, nobody's buying them. We're gonna pivot and we're gonna do other flavors. So you're gonna they got like lemon. They're gonna do like lemon.
Why?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking to myself, but they keep these pies. I hate those pies. Why do they keep making those pies? They stink.
They're not that bad.
It's
not that I'm anybody that knows about this, but I've heard that the folks that like that medical what is it called? Oh, marijuana. Yeah. Like when you have a little bit of that and you start to get hungry, like those pies are supposed to be pretty good.
Oh my God! No to the pies.
And
save the donuts.
My daughter loves the cherry pie. That cherry pie one is that and the custard. I do not like the custard, but you give her the custard because it's like vanilla pudding basically in a pie crust. You've never had the custard. You see, before you hate on the pies, you should actually taste your way through all the pies and see if you like one of them.
I remember eating them and I was totally unimpressed. Maybe because of the fact that when I bought it was at a gas station. And then who knows how long that was sitting there.
At 3 o'clock in the morning after a hard night at Bar 7, right?
After watching Big Keys play. But I'm going to miss the donuts. I'm going to miss the donuts. This is terrible. This is terrible. I'm going to miss the donuts. I'm going to miss Pog. Passion Orange Guava. I'm going to miss that.
Bro, get some Hawaiian Sun. Mix your own.
Sad. Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I get the Pog thing, but that's more like what is it called? When you're on the airplane and you get that on the airplane, because honestly, I'm a Hawaiian Sun guy. I'll just drink my Passion Orange all day.
Oh my gosh! Well, let's get that debate going up on Instagram. that seems like a content post right now.
Well, what I'm hoping is you like to create content, and now that we have this website, we will have more opportunities to create content. So what you need to do is go to www.dailyhawaii.info/2hawaiidads, dailyhawaii.info/2hawaiidads. Sign up for our mailing list. We have this brand spanking new mailing list, and that is going to be our new avenue to share all the cool stuff that you got to hear about. We're going to share it with our mailing list before we share it with anybody else. So make sure you tell everybody, all right? Go sign up for that mailing list. And then 2hawaiidads.com. It's coming one day.
Yes.
We're going to do more video. We can get a blog going. You can start telling people what you really think. J.I. Ray.
Took us 2 years to get two websites up. I love it. It's all working in twos.
We're on the way. Season two. Two websites, two Hawaii dads, two nuts.
Love it.
Like it comes all, in pairs. It's synergy. It's synergy.
Love it.
That's going to do it.
Good
for
to
this.
See you again.
It's good to see you, man. That's going to do it for this week. We will be back. I'm hoping next week we're going to be back to talk more about what's going on with this Corona thing. But also, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're on the way. Hopefully, we're going to make it out of this. Until then, that's Justin.
Jason right there.
And we're going to leave you with another track from J. Keys. This one is off the J. Keys project. It's called Let's Find Love. Take a listen to this. J. Keys on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Kate and Joss.
Kate, love you.
$1.25? Nah, these guys remember when the bus costed a quarter. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Kissing, touching, compressing, life with no stressing. Girl, your mind is a blessing, and I'm so glad you notice me. Admiring, inspiring, girl, you get me so excited. Your body's so hypnotizing, and I'm just wondering.